Blog Talk Radio.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It is time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm logging into the chat room as we speak on blogtalkradio.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another
What's
episode.
And everybody knows that is the producer supreme, Candace.
Candace.
All right. So how was everybody's week?
My week was all right. I cannot complain at all. Blessing.
Fair to middling.
All right. Yeah.
Got
my car fixed. So I don't have to ride the bus, thank God.
You know.
At least that's one of us.
We are paying to ride the bus nowadays.
Okay.
Don't talk to me about buses, Jack.
What happened?
Oh, we all know what happened.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought we was talking personal. Okay.
I got accosted this morning by my drivers.
There you go.
About what we're going to talk about during the terrible, terrible, god-awful.
Yeah. I don't even, real quick, I say we just stop calling them uppercuts and just call it getting the artist.
That's the foo fop.
Because we're catching that huge. But anyway, before we jump into that, off, second hour will be talking about the debate recap, so we'll definitely get into that during our second hour of Truth Brothers Radio. But before we do that, we got a few people we got to say what's up to and holler at, rather. Got to say what's up to Sosa, Marvin, Corey, man. Get with my boys. We went out, watched the Silver fight. Silver won again. So, another shout out to Anderson Silver, black man undefeated, doing his thing. Got a shout out Sidney Johnson, Adam Brown, J.L. Woodson came to town, left yesterday, man. It was good seeing you, bro. Glad you was here.
As soon as he hit the airport, he won another award.
I know, right? They had it waiting on him there. Like, hey, man, we got you your touching down award. We appreciate it. Gotta, again, say, tell everybody, B. Cole's Sweetest Day comedy show will be October 21st. And tickets are actually free now. If you go to ChicagoComedyJam.com and enter the promo code BCOLE, you can get free tickets to the comedy show. So everybody log on to ChicagoComedyJam.com and enter the promotional code BCOLE. Get you some free tickets on your sweetest day. Take your girl out. I think she's supposed to take you out. But either way, it don't matter. You'll
get that died a long time ago.
Yeah, you paying.
That didn't make it out of the first year.
Well, right. That is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Sorry, ladies, but it is.
Yeah.
Got to holler at Nisha Williams, Don Marie, Sharon Thomas, Heather Peace, Kim Fair McNeely, Maya Hawkins, and to Brother Justice. Got to shout them out. All right, now on to DJ's B-Days. October 9th, Sade Henderson and Calvin Martin. We said that again. Happy birthday to you guys. October 10th, Jessica Asset and Shay O'God. That's the person's name. Do with it what you will. And also, and Numa Moore. October 12th was Thomas Rembley and Dion Reed Patrick. Happy birthday to y'all. October 13th, Sabelle Adele, Nicole Batty, and Love Oneness. Do with that what you will. October 14th, Mike Larry. October 15th was Regina Ross. And happy birthday to Usher Raymond. Y'all know him.
Yeah, also, happy birthday to my cousin, Natalie Humes Cableton.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, cuz.
Yeah, I wish if it was on my list, I'd say that. I'd put it out there.
Okay.
And shout out, yeah, like I said, happy birthday to Ursha, man. Best birthday present you can get is a divorce.
There you go.
Go ahead.
And we see Drea has entered the building. Hot Topics is into the building. What's up,
Tony? Everybody?
Yep.
If only I could get in there.
Yeah, then you'll get the pass to get in soon enough.
Don't get an uppercut now, playing around in that chat
room.
No,
we don't, don't play them type of games.
Don't play.
I'm well equipped to handle it.
Right? I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, everybody's been waiting for it. This is The Terrible Truth.
This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by that new NBC series, CSI Replacement Refs. Good cops, bad calls.
All right. And also by Artist Used Transportation. Pay your fare, sit down, or you're going to jail now.
All right. Anyway, so that being the case, I'm going to read the story. I'm sure everybody saw the video by now. So let Devon go ahead and delve into this story real fast. Cleveland bus driver. Can we at least let me try to get through this?
No.
I got you.
Every week for the past 47 weeks.
I'm going to have a hard enough time.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have a hard enough time trying to keep a straight face and not give him a chin check doing this whole story. So let's do it. Cleveland bus driver uppercut. Man who punched girl claims self-defense.
You're damn right.
Okay. The Cleveland bus driver.
You want to act like a man? I'm going to treat you like a man.
Yeah. I'm sure. There you go. You got me messed up, dude. Oh, where's the Ben game? Oh. The Cleveland bus driver who delivered an uppercut punch to a... This is going to be hard enough getting through this, man. Okay, here we go.
Oh, right. You can.
Stop, you can. All them. Remember when he did the kick? He got behind her. It was E Honda versus Chung Lee.
Who was the chick that had the super kicks? The fast.
Chung Lee?
Yeah,
she lost.
Chung Lee versus Ryu. Fight.
Street Fighter.
Yep. Anyway, the Cleveland bus driver who delivered an uppercut punch to a female passenger is defending himself by saying that she actually tried to hit him first, according to the police report. The driver who got into the heated argument has now been identified as 59-year-old Artis Hughes, and the woman is identified as 25-year-old Shadell N. Lane. 59 with a hell of an uppercut, just saying. Hughes has worked for 22 years at the Regional Transit Authority in Cleveland, is being suspended pending an investigation of the altercation, a RTA spokesman told the Cleveland Plan Dealer. RTA officials believe the incident happened on September 8th. A police report obtained by the Plain Dealer. The flight.
That's a newspaper.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. The fight started when Lane boarded the bus, claiming that she couldn't pay the bus fare because she forgot her backpack. She
yet didn't get off the bus.
No, sir. You're going to take me to work. She then asked Hughes, are you putting me off the bus? And is this how you treat people in Cleveland? Lane.
I thought this was a transportation company.
But this ain't America.
Transportation.
I thought this was America. Lane then paid her But the tragic part hasn't hit yet. Lane then paid her fare, but she called the driver the B word. That's when the argument escalated. Hughes told the officer that Lane allegedly kept cursing at him then proceeded to grab his throat, spit in his face, and strike him with her fist, according to the police report. Then Hughes allegedly reached for his cell phone, but Lane knocked it out of his hands.
Yep.
Hughes pushed her back, according to the report, until the police could arrive. Lane spoke to Fox News later saying that she felt like she was on Mortal Kombat. Whoopsie. Remember that?
Yep.
That's how it happened.
The video,
that too.
Sorry,
the video of the encounter was first person on the worldwide worldstarhiphop.com on Friday and has since gone viral, racking up at least a few million views throughout YouTube. In the video, the bus driver and the woman are seen fighting. Lane is seen is then seen touching the bus driver, who then stands up and yells to Lane, "You going to jail now?" Without warning, Hughes delivered a big uppercut punch to Lane, who falls backwards. Other passengers tell Hughes that he struck a female. The driver then yells, "She wanted to be a man. I'm going to treat her like a man."
Yep. So when she slapped, so she slaps the phone out his hand because he went to call the police to have her escorted off the bus per his job.
Lane tries.
She takes his Galaxy S and slaps it on the ground, right?
Yep.
And that's when it just hit.
That's all I can stand. I can't stand this no more.
There you go. He grabbed his.
But did he have to knock her ponytail off? I mean, it was just all synonymous. Everything just
oh, this is pretty much over. We ain't got to go back to that.
Yeah, when the power hits you, when he summoned up all that power,
he lifted his sword to the air and said, "I have the power," and
I have the power. Nothing, my man, straight. Yeah.
Don't like me passengers when they on the bus. I'm smoking the artist, man. But
with the airbus.
Yeah, we got to take a break. We got to catch our breath. Woo, yes, sir. We're going to get this break out the way. And then our 773, we see you. We'll get to you when we come back from this break. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It's getting people going.
Hey everybody, this is Ray Gates of True Brothers Radio. Taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. You're on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@att.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the True Brothers family. Peace. Radio. We need that music to calm down the tensions
bus.
Because, boy, they get hot.
Now.
You know what? No, we got someone's been waiting a long time. Okay. Let's go ahead and jump to them. 773, you are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hello.
773.
Say the second part.
All right.
Maybe they just want to
they just
listen.
Yeah, but they had the hand up, but that's cool. No problem.
That's all 773,
then the next three numbers might get it. But anyway. My only question is, bro, and this has been on my mind, like,
right.
And everybody has,
you got it.
Everybody is sitting there just blaming this bus driver for just lifting this girl to a higher spirit.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I had this debate the entire weekend with everybody I came across and almost everybody, and I'm sorry, she knocked at that door.
She spit on. I'm gonna beat the brakes off
And you know what got me, though? This was before I even found out she spit on the dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When I found out, when I saw it, I'm like, okay, well, you can't. This is the problem that I think a lot of us have.
Because,
one, you played the cards, and you thought the cards was going to work in your favor.
Because they've worked in her favor for so long. I'm going to push a dude. He's not
right.
going to do nothing.
And that's a problem. One, you thought this dude was not going to hit you for three different reasons. And I had to clarify this with a bunch of people. It's three reasons that woman got uppercutted, and there's three reasons why she thought it was going to work in her favor.
Take your time.
Okay. First reason she thought it was going to work in her favor was because I'm a woman, he's a man, he's not going to hit me. No. That's not how it worked out in your favor the first time. The second reason, he's at his job at the RTA Center. Hey, whatever. There you go. That's not going to work in your favor, too. You just assume, oh, he's at work, I could do this, and blah, 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 blah. No. The third reason you thought this dude was not going to uppercut you was because he was on his job and he was in front of a lot of people. No, ma'am.
You want to act like a man?
Yes.
I'm going to treat you like a man.
Man, dude, and I'm sorry, man. You went most, a lot of times, man. I'm trying to be as politically correct as I can right now because in my world, she was just wrong. You don't put your hands on the man. I'm sorry, ladies. You should not do that because. Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that because not every man has that self-control where he can say, okay, I'm not going to put my hands on you. Now, granted, there are occasions where you have to defend yourself.
No doubt.
That wasn't one.
No doubt. 818-514-1202. Call in. Look.
The problem is that she continued to, even though she kept talking smack to him, he still, you know, yeah, he got back with her verbally. But he's still driving around. He's not paying attention to her. He blew it off as long as he could. When you cross that threshold, now you opened up a whole other can of worms. To put your hands on me is one thing, but then you're going to spit at me?
Then you spit, right.
Number one, she rides that bus to go to work, so he probably knows how she plays this game.
Right, and he's been 22 years with the bus company, so he knows when someone's trying to milk a ride on the bus.
Exactly.
And he gave her three opportunities to get off. You don't have your money.
Because
get off the bus.
So what are you jabbing? Right, so why are you jabbing out? We know how this goes. You always looking for it. You're going to wait till I drive three quarters of the way to your job, and then it's time for you to get off. Now you don't care.
Right. And instead of getting into an argument with him, you would have been better off saying, look, you know what? I forgot my wallet. Can you give me a little bit of a break today, please?
Right.
I ride the bus with you all the time. Could you cut me a little slack?
And
you didn't go that way. You went to try to play the dozens with him, and old man knew how to play. Right.
And how about none of your friends didn't even say, here, look, here, just give them this.
I don't think she had.
Pay me back
I don't
later.
Think she had anybody on the bus.
Well, no, someone
then,
knew her.
Somebody knew
no,
her.
No. See, the person on that was sitting down, the girl that was recording that joint was on the phone with somebody else. From what I went back to review on,
right.
The person that I think we all talking about, she didn't know her. She knew she wasn't a friend of
she
hers.
She knew her name. She called
yeah.
her and said, what's her name? Nikila, whatever her name was, is on the bus
right.
acting a fool.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, she was like, I don't know this chick, or whatever the case may be, because when the girl got uppercutted,
right.
if that's your buddy, first you're going, hey, dude, what are you doing? But like you were saying, the dude stopped. Three times to let her off. This is what a lot of people, I don't know if you've seen the actual full clip, but he stopped three times to allow this woman to get off the bus before anything escalated. He was like, look, you don't have no money. First stop. You don't have it. Get off the bus. Second stop. Third stop. And now you mad because you was roasting them. And the only reason,
smack, right.
only reason you put your hands on them is because everybody else laughed at you.
Yep.
So your feelings
yep.
are hurt.
Yep.
Your pride is shot. And now you want to get mad at the old man who you thought was an old man, but damn it, when he stood up, he had Mississippi arms. And when he lifted you off your feet,
rough down south,
he dug from
Tuscola.
Yep.
When he
went with the, you're going to jail now. That was the distraction point.
Yeah.
He threw them out there and she's distracted. I'm going to jail. And she didn't know he was sizing her up. But and then the last one, you're going to
the moon.
Yep.
Which is
you're going to jail.
And I'm sorry. In this case, people, I know a lot of people that we were talking to on Facebook and then all over the other social
just
medias
that
we're
Ernie Shavers.
Yeah. And all the other social medias that we on, man, I'm sorry. In my personal opinion, you asked for this.
Yep.
When
he got up out the seat, she sat there. Come on. Come on, Nucker. Come on, okay. You knocking on the door. You opened up the ring.
Yeah.
818-514-1202. How y'all feeling about this?
She absolutely.
This was the main topic of conversation at work at my job today. I work for a school bus company, and shouts out to my employees if they're listening.
Company.
But.
That's what it was.
You know, they were asking, like, suppose you tell me how to deal with this situation if this happens. And, you know, I went through the PC steps knowing all along, like, I'd have beat the brakes off her. I mean, and I'm being nice because we're on the air. But we got a caller.
Yep. 951, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Tony.
Family.
Hey, how you been?
Hey.
Is that you?
it's me. I'm so sorry I haven't been able to listen in. It has been crazy for me. But I couldn't miss this one because I knew you guys were going to talk about this video.
How could we not?
There you go. So do you keep a can of spinach in your pocket for moments like this?
Oh, dear God. Spinach and a jackhammer. But you know what? I do agree, partly. That there are certain situations you just cannot go with. You just can't. And one, I just truly believe that you don't put your hands on another human being. That's first off.
Yep.
Secondly, I don't believe that a woman should put herself in a position with a man in that instance, because you can only push a man so far before he is going to react. So I agree with that. I didn't know that she actually spat on him. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I found that today.
Yeah, that's the most despicable thing you could do to another human being. It is the most disgusting act that anyone can do. So, rightly, I would have clocked her myself.
Yeah.
But I worked for public transportation for many years here in California. What did concern me, because I didn't see in the video and I didn't get any other information probably because I wasn't looking for it, but I didn't know if he had contacted his bus base to radio in. He did?
No, I was curious about that as well because I was, you know, when my drivers and I were having the conversation this morning, they were saying, you know, suppose you tell me how we should handle something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the motions. I said, yeah, you will secure your bus, and then you should, you know, contact your dispatcher so they can send the police over to you.
I got time for that.
And if she, well, you know, just the PC answer I'm supposed to give per my employer. That's what I'm supposed to tell you. But when he takes over, hey, there's, you know.
That's something else. And then, you know what, and the good thing is that like most bus companies and public transit systems here in California, but I think nationwide, a lot of these transit agencies are equipping their buses with onboard camera systems.
Yep.
So the only thing that would be his saving grace is when they go back and review the camera, because if she had become a threat to the overall transportation system itself, and if she was then a threat to the motor vehicleists that are in their surrounding areas that are surrounding that bus, as long as it's moving, then she can face charges. Now, whether or not the driver would be let go or put on probation is another story, because a lot of those buses now, especially in public transportation, they are equipped with on-camera or onboard cameras. So
right.
That would be the only saving grace that he would have, is that they indicate that, you know, everything that was done was under, you know, he was under duress. He felt that the onboard passengers were at risk, and then there was a justification because he feared for his life. That would be the only way that, one, he would not be, you know, brought up on charges from the company itself, as well as face charges criminally.
And, you know, the fact that she, when she struck him, and when she pushed and struck and spit on him,
he was
driving the bus. The bus was in
right. Out. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. But see, I didn't realize she spit on him. But yeah, I would have parked that big old bitch and I would have wore her out.
Yeah.
How about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did y'all see her in that interview though? Afterwards,
yes.
With Asian correspondent Trisha Takanawa, like. They were sitting down having that whole
but it
little
was
conversation.
Just wrong. That was so one sided and
well, she was a terrible reporter. She was awful.
When she asked the question,
you know, you were one of the recipients of one of the most devastating uppercuts in history. What
wow.
kind of question is that?
It's a real one. Look,
I
couldn't have interviewed her. Like, I would have sat there and said, look, I've seen Tyson, I've seen Roy Jones Jr., Floyd, Anderson Silva. His punch beat them all. That was incredible. How did you take that? Like that, Devine interviewing that woman? Oh no, that wouldn't have went well at all.
Ken Clark couldn't have did it.
Oh, no. Ken Clark could not have did
that.
That
means
interview.
It's gonna happen.
Oh, it's
so
gonna.
So what was her explanation? I mean,
she's
as
not
to
anything.
No, she had said that. The last part of what she said was when the reporter asked her, did you attack him first or did you do anything to him? She was like, see, that's why I'd rather just wait till my lawyers take care of this. But
no.
Asked,
was
oh girl had
terrible.
An answer.
That's right.
She was like, my jaw still hurts. I mean, how could you hit a woman that hard? Like. Would you expect them? You was expecting him
you
to lighten
calling,
up on it?
You was calling for the mama and the grandmama and his mammy and everybody.
But, he knocked sense into her because all them words just didn't make it to that interview.
But isn't it did everybody else think she was an actual kid? She looked like a teenager.
She
looked
like
she was a teenager.
Yeah. Then when I found out she was 25. Oh, no.
Now, let me tell you what I did the whole time I was watching it anyway. First off, I didn't know dude was 60. Let's just get that first. He's 60 with a hell of an uppercut. Let's just say that. He was one of them, like, I'm going to be honest. I saw the video and I was like, ooh, if I was there, I would have, like, you ever put yourself in a person that's getting hit shoes? Like that's what
clicked.
Like there's nothing against my manhood. 100% my man here.
And you know what? I was wrong about this.
Yeah.
Like, let me give some. Can someone lend me $2? Like I'm a little mad at the people on the bus too. If you've seen all this going on, why don't you just pay a fare? Or why don't y'all just ask her? Look, you get off. You're endangering us by keep confronting, by distracting him.
No, because it was too funny. The whole setup, you know, people like to be entertained.
There you go.
Be
this
live
is why we're
or,
Truth Brothers Radio.
But then,
via
they
media.
Got, but then they got righteous after he gave her the 1-2. And then it was like, wait a minute. That's not fair. She's a woman. That's a female.
They,
well, they should have said
the
that.
The impact of her being.
Not the dude on the back of the bus.
Is the moment of impact when the fist hit Joe. Ponytail hit feet as too old, the back of her head.
He did knock her horse hair off, didn't he?
I had to watch this at least 30, I think Ray and I watched this 30, 40 times yesterday. And just
it tickles you there.
Oh,
wow.
My God. She's so.
Well, you know what's interesting, though, is I, you know, because it's interesting that Candace would say, you know, that people want to be entertained. But I find it also interesting that no one really took into consideration their safety on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. They weren't worried about that. And the moment he applied those air brakes, and said, all right.
You go
on. Wow.
But on that note, we'll be right back. We got to take a break. True Brothers Radio.
Are we taking a break?
Yeah, we're taking a break.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio. Radio.
Oh, John, we've been married 30 years now, and I love you more every single day. Tonight, we're going to celebrate. I made a delicious dinner at your favorite, and afterwards, a little something special for you. I can't wait.
She's excited. You've been married a long time. But she's not the same fox she was in high school. Tonight, you might need a little help. Let Viagra pick up the tab. With Viagra, you can maintain an erection for up to 4 hours, and you'll be ready to give her the best night she's had in years.
Oh, John, this is amazing. I haven't felt this good in years.
If erection lasts more than 4 hours, please consult a doctor. Erections lasting more than 4 hours may be dangerous and unsightly. Do not go into the workplace with your 4-hour long-lasting erection.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. All punches aside. So, yeah, so it's just terrible to me. It's just damn terrible. Yeah. You put a lot of people in there. And it's just a shame. It's the ultimate knucker moment. It is the ultimate knucker moment. And again, Stink Meaner called for it. Then when Stink Meaner get what Stink Meaner asked for, you're the villain.
And not just that, man. I was waiting to hear from a few people that was supposed to say their piece, because I wanted to know, why do they feel that the woman was in the right? Why do they feel that this woman
can get on the bus with no money?
I don't think
people actually—they actually thought she was in the right, they just felt like she got hit because she was a female.
They thought that the people that I talked to basically said that, regardless of the situation, he's wrong for hitting her. That's all they kept saying, regardless of whatever it is.
Because she's a female. So she spit on him
I was like, okay, if that was a female driver and the exact same thing happened, would the female driver be wrong?
Uh-huh.
They said no. So I'm saying, you're basing everything off gender. They said
imbalance between the two genders.
But I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts that girl based her thing on that dude was 60 years old, and
yep,
she thought that she was 25 and can handle him.
I can
But oh, the power of OC. Like my man said the other day, see, you're P90X strong. He's old man strong.
Old strong.
Wait, what was that SpongeBob episode with SpongeBob?
Muscle Arm.
Yes.
Anchor arm.
Yes,
she came in there with anchor arm.
And you get what you ask. So for anybody, I'm sorry, this is just Devon's humble opinion again. For anybody that believes that this woman did not get the uppercut that she deserves, you're wrong. She got that, and he threw her off the bus, which he tried to do.
But
then he was nice, got her stuff, and threw it off the bus. And there you go. What else can you ask?
One thing he probably should have done was secure the bus, open up one of the windows,
I'd have threw her stuff out at the next stop.
I'd have uppercut it, bam,
Yeah, there you go. Well, and I don't know if I'd upgrade.
And then she got the nerve to sit there laying on the ground. You got me effed up. You got yourself effed up.
And she said that. All right, she's sitting
you
on
yourself.
The floor. You got me messed up. No, baby.
You got your own.
818-514-1202.
Like a man, I'm treat her like a man. Well, there you have it.
So anybody who feels that it's just there's no circumstance ever for a man to hit a woman, 818-514-1202. We definitely want to hear someone's opinion on that.
You know what?
Because I don't believe in hitting women.
I don't believe in it either. But I'm gonna tell you
something.
You don't
believe in hitting women, Kevin?
No. I was saying a man hitting a woman because of the power imbalance. I do know women antagonize you and push you to that point, but you more or less should be able to walk away from it. But when you spit on me, I'm sorry.
Here's my thing.
It's time to be.
I know women that can hit like dudes. Like I've been on the receiving end of a woman's punch that I almost forgot who they were for a split second, but that control in me allowed me to move up.
Yeah. So you took one.
You got to. I took one. And it's just for that split second. Now what you gonna do? Nothing. And it's after you hit me, and then you talk stuff behind it.
Yeah.
It's that you ain't gonna do it because you know what dudes will do it. And then again, you know. Correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, and anybody who's listening. Like you said, 818-514-1202. Are there any women that know that dudes will hit you back and you will hit them as quick as you will hit a dude that you know won't hit you back?
Wait, say that one more. What?
Are there any women who have a dude or know a guy that you're with or whatever, you know if you put your hands on him, he'd go prison Mike on you? Bert, are there any women who would still hit that dude as quick as they would be to hit a dude you know won't hit you back?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
818-514-1202.
In
this day of the hyper aggressive female, this has become the problem. There were rules for this. There were rules.
And 60-year-old artists grew up in them rules.
Exactly.
But you don't hit me.
And that's why. Remember when they were arguing? That's why he said, "I'll get my daughter to come up here and handle you." Because he said, "I won't do that to you."
Drea, you stupid.
That's all I'm saying. It's that type of problem that we have with this society. You have it absolutely right. You cannot. I'm sorry, ladies.
Wow, Drea's a tripping. Yeah,
I'm sure.
She said, "I'm so glad I'm a woman. If I was a man, there would be a lot of women with whooped asses I'd be in jail."
And I'm serious. I got a friend who says the same thing. Like, I couldn't be a dude because I don't see how y'all just take it and walk away. Like.
Right, and that's what this chick was playing. That's what she was trying to put him in that bag. So when I push him, yeah, he's on the job. He's not gonna do anything.
But that's the problem when that goes back to what I say, media and a whole bunch of other things. We get this mindset that we can say and do whatever we want to whomever we want. We get big bad and just start spitting just stupid stuff. But the problem is when women antagonize men, now you're opening up a whole nother door.
Let me ask you this: in the new millennium, in the 21st century, we have an age now where we have the female superheroes every bit as strong as the male superheroes. Mm-hmm. We've got in the movies, we got women who are quick to fight a dude, and we're talking action movies where the women get it in and do the martial arts and do all the fighting just as much as a dude. So when we keep sending these messages out there that the sexes are supposedly equal in this regard, why don't you expect that this whole rule about men not hitting women is slowly going to go away?
Very, very good point.
I think my man, what's my man? I can't think of his name right now.
But that brings another thought to mind too. And you know, I'm not trying to call anybody out, but it makes me wonder about more masculine lesbians, okay?
Oh,
who look and dress, not like I said, no disrespect,
none whatsoever. That's what you got.
None whatsoever. I love everybody. Okay?
No, you're right.
But it just makes me think about that. Okay, for those who want to look the part, talk the part, walk the part, like the ones we saw this weekend over in Popeyes. We ain't gonna get into that though.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
But you want to have this image that you know you're a guy, you're a stud. You know, you come off as being masculine. But if you get in a situation where you go toe-to-toe, imano a mano with a real man, now what?
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Let me tell y'all a little story real quick. 818-514-1202. I used to work at a transportation company, and I was a dispatch manager. I was in charge of the local inbound.
Kim, you stupid. I'm sorry. I saw Kim.
Oh. I was in charge of the local inbound freight, and there was this other female, one of the lesbian that I want to be a man type lesbian that you was talking about.
Okay.
Who worked the outbound freight. And one night we had a real bad storm and the power went out for like 2 hours.
Okay.
So when the power goes out, the freight still has to move, but you have to physically write down everything.
Okay.
So when the power came back up, we had to physically input all this data back into the computers.
Okay.
So the computer tracking can start tracking all the freight. Well, some stuff that comes inbound locally, I have to put in first before it can be processed to go outbound nationally. Some stuff that comes in out from national got to get put in first before I can send it out locally.
Okay, makes
so
sense.
during the course of this thing, we're putting this stuff in. We're moving as diligently as we can. She can type. I can't. I'm doing the best I can. I'm moving at a decent clip, but I guess I wasn't moving fast enough for her. So we started having these collisions in freight on a digital level. In other words, she'll try to put something in and the computer will reject it because I haven't dealt with it yet.
Okay.
Or I'm doing something and trying to do it and she ain't dealt with it yet. Right. So she's getting frustrated. So she start saying stuff to me and I'm like, excuse me. I'm like, well, you know, hey, I'm moving as fast as I can. Just be cool. We gonna get through this. I know it's a little hectic. We gonna get through this. And after a while, she start, hey, mother, MF, you need to move. And I'm like, whoa. Number one, I'm not speaking to you like that.
Don't
speak to me like that. Slow down. I know we almost done. We gonna get this. And she threw her papers down, walked up to me like, if you don't get your ass in gear, I'm gonna kick your ass.
I have to leg,
yeah,
Hogan.
And I was, and first off, she's all of 5'4".
Don't matter.
And that's when I was like, okay, hold on, whoa. And then I got into it with my boss because he wanted to step into it after I done said, whoa, number one, you a woman. Stay a woman. I know you think you a man. You're not a man because I will take you out in the back of this building and I will kick your ass like a man. And that's when all of a sudden, now they want to say something. Now, they done seen her talking off the cuff for a minute now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, stay a woman, because you don't want to do what you asking for. And now they want to get into it now. Like, hey, man, don't talk to her like that. Whoa, number one, you should have been getting on your girl before she came over here talking reckless. If you a woman, be a woman. If I'm a man, I'm going to be a man. And as a man, I shouldn't talk to a woman co-worker or a female in any type of in another way that I might talk to a dude, especially on the job. There's a certain protocol that I think should be followed, and you should stick to that. But these women who like to talk tough to dudes, it's not a good idea. It's not.
It really
can get
isn't.
You're painting people into a corner to where bad things can happen.
Yeah, and you never know when somebody's going to snap. This man has been doing that job for 22 years,
yep.
And I'm sure he's encountered
a myriad of things.
Situations. And now, I don't see him tripping off bus fare unless this is something, like I said, she was a current rider on this bus.
Mm-hmm.
So he already had a pig. She probably had excuse after excuse after excuse,
mm-hmm.
Whatever the case may be. You push this man to his limit. You know, number one, talking to me like you crazy is not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah.
I think he was being nice for even going back and forth with you because he was trying to blow you off while you buying time so you can ride on this route till you get to your job, and then you walk off the bus talking shit. All right. Oops. Sorry. Yeah, well, you know. Whatever.
Go ahead.
But anyway, so she got the food fops.
She got the
she
food
fops. She got the Biff, the Zonk, and
she
all
got
the
all
other
of that.
Batman balloon graphics that come up when you watch the 60s Batman.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
And she had
that's
it.
Something I could have got. You're right. Yep. Bam. Boom.
Biff. Zonk.
I mean, like I said, I
comes
I,
up with that shit anyway.
I
know she saw stars, but that's what she gets. As far as I'm concerned, that's what you get. You lucky he didn't step a mud hole in your ass.
Oh, he didn't have to.
He threw off the bus.
But she got right
you know
back
what,
up.
You
then
know
she
what
came
you
back
need
home.
Hey, I got to give it to her. I got to give it to her. She can take a punch because I thought he hit a reset switch.
Yeah.
I thought he shut her computer down.
She swolled up.
I think, you know what it was? Her adrenaline kicked in after that.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And she was out because when she got, after he got her back on the bus, because that whole, you want to act like a man speech proved, because she had, dude was down there slapping her face like, get up, baby. All right. Oh, you cool? Yeah. Let me get a 6-piece, hold the mouse off. Like, she was nowhere near that bus no more.
No more.
She was somewhere else right there. And
I
she woke up asking, where the matches? Happy birthday, Keith. Like, that's how she woke
right.
up. So, she got what she, hey, like everybody says, you got what you asked for.
818-514-1202. So, how y'all feeling about this?
My
Drea say she stunned her when she popped back up. I was stunned when she got back on the bus because I thought she would have sat on the curb and contemplated a life at that point.
Because when dude went back, like I said, adrenaline kicks in. And the next day, saw it all.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I'm just talking about that punch. I thought that punch would have put her.
Yeah. You know what you need?
I thought it was a Popeye punch. I thought I expected her to fly out of the roof of the fucking bus. Oops.
There you go.
Then to fly to the moon.
But you know what? Here's the thing.
Saying,
I didn't see her get back on the bus before I knew it. Next thing I know,
she crawling
on
the
ground.
Bus.
Right.
She crawling like, sir.
Where the hell did she come from?
Sir, can I please have my North Face jacket, sir? I need that. That's important to me right now.
On top of the blood running down.
You got me effed up. My jaw swollen.
Yeah, I do have you effed up, don't I? Yeah, I won't be the same no more. You have multicolors now.
No, he checked that chance.
He checked.
I
want to
play that
back
in slow motion. We got to do that.
Yeah, and he bopped, and she looked up like, oh, look at the grouse.
She was looking like she was about to say
the pretty colors.
She was looking like she was about to start saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I see the
like,
Big Dipper and Orion's
right.
belt.
Right. Ever see that one where Daffy Duck was boxing the Crusher? No, Mommy, I don't want to go to school today. I want to stay home and bake cookies with you.
I'm just... It's that line. I love it, though.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I love it.
Right now... that you going to jail now should be everybody's slogan. Just to remind, hey ladies, if you hear that now, run. If you hear that in the club, just run.
That's spinach music.
Oh,
that's spinach
you
music.
Going to jail now?
Like if I hear that now,
and he said it and was turning the bus to the curb at the same. Oh, you're going to jail now.
Like
you hear the air brake.
Yep.
We pop these brakes. All right.
But what got me was
lesson one, get your dukes up.
You said it 2.5 times.
What got me now is I could be in Cleveland and I could see dude bus coming. If he opened that door, I'm like, hey, make sure that fare's in hand.
Yes.
Here's a little something extra for your troubles, sir. I know you're going through something.
Yes.
And I would be nowhere near the front of that bus right now.
What's up, grown? So, yeah, we did discuss how she endangered the riders on the bus earlier.
Yeah, we way past all the serious
talk. Where you
we going in now. We just straight clowning her now.
She's retarded.
It's all good.
Well, if she wasn't retarded then,
she's
retarded now.
She's a fluff now, yeah.
She's
fluffing now.
Keenan, excuse me, can you please give me more soup juice? She drinks soup juice now.
Poe Dummy.
Oh, my
Poe
God.
Dummy.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now, hun, and Hester can be together.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yeah. I call Mr. Hester from the Bears shit for brains. I do.
Whatever.
Hester, the ball run. That's
yes,
all we need.
That's all yep. he needs to know.
Get ball run. Not
there.
Backwards. It took us 3 years to get him to stop running backwards.
Whatever.
Devin Hester, yes.
Hester, catch ball, go. That's what he says in interviews, literally.
Shit for brains.
Hester,
AKA.
How you getting all these returns? Hester, catch ball, go.
Yep. See, you young. But a lot of y'all out there, you remember McGilla Gorilla? Remember when they taught McGilla Gorilla how to play football and he was killing them until one of them figured out they'll make him trade the ball for a banana?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Kim, you might hear anything on here.
Yeah, that thing.
She's talking about your soup juice.
Yeah,
that's
soup
right.
juice.
Soup juice.
Yeah, you are drinking soup juice now,
she's
lady.
She's drinking it because her mouth is wired shut.
Yeah, she got that Kanye West through the wire. She's probably listening to that right now. She's listening, and artist is over there writing his Popeye song.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't pay your fare, you'll fly through the air. I'm artist of the stealing man.
That's right. Every he got it right on cue. Now, every time that you don't got your fare, you ain't got it.
Me poop that. Polar retard. I'm sure she got babies too.
Damn.
Oh.
Look, Garsh.
Right.
All right. Oh my Garsh. I didn't mean to hit you that hard.
Olive. Dang. Poe reset.
Oh.
But hey, I tell you what, man. That part of
and the way the ponytail just. Ponytail said, I'm out of here.
It was
I'm getting out of here.
It was like an ejected chair. That joker just launched.
On the real. Like, I didn't
if
even want
to. If anybody, if y'all don't
It probably went back to the horse tail that it was on.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know
I'm
what?
I'm better off with you.
He's glued now. I'm going to go over there with him. But you are, you're seriously
safer.
Tripping. Like, she didn't even go to look for the. Black women and they hair, and you didn't even look for the ponytail afterwards?
No, when you get your ass kicked like that,
I've seen women fight, and even after the wait, yeah, after it's over, yeah, girl.
You know how many ponytails
and, you picking your hair up.
And hair extensions I've just seen in the street?
Yeah.
Just in your regular neighborhood
but
street.
But doesn't say something
and
about us,
I have an awful neighborhood. It's just like, damn, your brows is just hood.
You said something about
hair
her.
Extensions. I've seen people take their ponytails off at traffic lights, take their wig off and scratch their head at the traffic light.
Why didn't she just ask? Look, amen. You know what? I forgot my wallet today. Can I please? Can someone?
Ain't nothing.
How much is it to ride, a Cleveland bus? 75 cents?
Nope. Where are you at? Dude, it's three something to ride a bus now.
In Chicago.
Dude, I'm sure
Cleveland.
Dude, put it like this. Gas is like $6 over there in
one
L.A.
Way.
Okay, there you go. So
I
why didn't she ask for 172?
There you go. And because ain't no, it's not hard being that way. It's
she
just no hardness
damn
in that.
Well, she didn't have no money.
But
no.
Yeah, she could have asked.
On
she could have, like my pops was saying, man, I would have been like, look, this is stupid.
Here's
$2. Go ahead. Sit down.
Please sit down.
But then again, she probably still would, but they did say she paid her fare. She wound up paying it. And she still was calling dude out his name and roasting him.
So she paid. Why didn't she sit down then?
Because it ain't hard to just. You're not hard if you just sit down. I told you I had it. With your B. And that's what she said.
Somebody gave her that money.
Come on, Nucker.
Probably. But
whatever. When he got out that seat, she said, come on, Nucker. Come on.
But
so
you
she
know,
wanted to go.
Did anybody pay attention to old buddy who was standing directly behind
Orange
vest
driver? With the orange, right.
Yeah,
safety
like,
guy.
Like he's seen her
a
thousand times.
Safety guy, but he was like, I ain't on the clock right now.
He didn't intervene not once. He just got
in the
way after old girl pushed
him. And that's one thing I would have been like if I rode the bus and I'm safety guy, I'm going to call him safety guy because he had the vest. I'd have been like, yo, artist, man, come on, dude. Like, you know, we need to go. Just sit down. I know, you know, I'd have tried to defuse it. Now, if artists push me out the way and get to it, ain't nothing I can do after that. But before it escalated, I'd have said Shadia, whatever her name is. Look, man, come on, cool out. Artists, come on, man, push the bus, put your air brakes back
there
on.
You go.
We got to go.
Get back down, come on.
Now, if artists say, nah, she got to go see the pen, then ain't nothing I can do. If he serves her with uppercut and he serves her with uppercut, then I'm going to be like, now I'd have looked like everybody who was like, come on. Like, and you notice, though, the one thing that got me was the woman, not the girl who got the uppercut. It was other women. Like, how could you do that? That's a female.
That's
and
what
I'm like,
right. That's
I got
what I
you.
Said. You. Then you got
like,
it was funny when you said it looked like someone sliced your face up. They were laughing.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all
didn't
get but
up
no,
and
even
like,
after
it was
that,
cool for it to be worse, it was when it, once it got
but
physical.
After that, when she hit him first, nobody, we tend to forget everything that happened before the uppercut.
That's
right,
true.
Right.
That's
we
true.
Just want to focus strictly on the uppercut. Nobody wants to go with him, with her spitting on him, her pushing him. And what
him.
If he, what if he, she'd have pushed him and he turned and ran y'all into 17 cars?
Exactly.
Then nobody would have, oh, well, this. You should have just, no. We want to focus on, yes. Now, was that a mean uppercut? Yes, it
was.
It was
a mean uppercut.
Did he pose afterwards? He deserved to. But I'm just saying, we're not focusing on, we want to focus on what happened and not why it happened. That's what irritated me the most.
You know, it was funny. When we thought this was a kid, Ray and I was talking about it, and he was like, what if that was your daughter? You know, what if you get that call that was your kid that got hit by this bus driver? How would you react? I said, yeah, I'd be hot. I'd be steaming. But I would want to understand the rationale. Why would a bus driver just hit my kid?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just why would you want to hit? What was the point of you hitting her? I think, you know, I would have enough rationale to try to put that together. I'm still mad. As a parent, I'm still pissed. But once we found out she was 25,
I mean,
even if she was 25, end of story.
Even if she's 25, though, and that's still your kid, you're going to be like, because you're.
No,
let me finish. I agree with Candace to an extent. Like if you're 20, you're my kid regardless. You're grown, but you're still my kid. Now, if you catch an uppercut like that, like I'm still gonna be like, I felt that because I didn't know the girl and I felt that uppercut. So
yeah.
If that's my kid and I feel it, I'm gonna be heated. But at the same time, I gotta be like. You asked
yeah,
for
whatever.
This.
I ain't gonna be heated. I'd have felt the punch.
No, I'd have felt
dude,
the punch.
Can't
but when I
a
see
man,
no,
strong,
if I see my daughter,
acting that way on the bus, and you're 25, what were you thinking?
That's
what
dude,
were
you? Nah,
what
I
were
feel
you,
you. I feel you. But at the same time, your parental instincts will kick in because you're built to protect your kids regardless.
Not at 25.
That's true.
And you're
right.
Grown
at
25, and you act.
No.
I would have asked the driver, why didn't you just call the police? If she was disrespecting your bus, endangering your passengers, why didn't you just radio your dispatch and have them send the police?
Right.
Now,
why you had to put your hands on her?
I mean, though I'd agree with him, the whole time, like I said, if that was my daughter,
I wouldn't have pressed charges.
No, I wouldn't.
Well,
but my thing is,
you can't press charges.
Well,
my thing
I'm just saying,
is,
when
if
we
that's
were
my if that's my grown
kid.
Daughter, regardless of the fact, I don't want to see nobody hit my kids. I know they're wrong, and I would be like, look, you're wrong, but I don't want to see nobody give my daughter an uppercut like that. Even though he was right, that's what I'm saying about me being heated. Because
I got you.
That's a punch like you'd give another 6'9". 220-pound man.
Right. Well,
that's
speaking,
what I'm saying.
Speaking of heated, do you think that come tomorrow that Obama going to come out and come out with an uppercut instead of being half sleepy for the next debate?
I know that's right.
So maybe he – I hope he – someone needs to send him the video and say, man, come out like that. Say, oh, you're lying again. You're going to jail? Nah. And come out with a little fire. So the next hour we finna jump into is going to be the debate recap. Let's talk about both debates and what we think is going to come up in tomorrow's debate. And we got a nice little clip for you, so we're going to jump into that, and then we'll jump into hour two, Truth Brothers Radio.
For 18 months, he's been running on this tax plan. And now, 5 weeks before the election, he's saying that his big, bold idea is never mind. And the fact is that if you are lowering the rates the way you described, Governor, then it is not possible to come up with enough deductions and loopholes that only affect high-income individuals to avoid either raising the deficit or burdening the middle class. It's math. It's arithmetic.
I'm not in favor of a $5 trillion tax cut. That's not my plan. My plan is not to put in place any tax cut that will add to the deficit. That's point one. So you may keep referring to it as a $5 trillion tax cut, but that's not my plan. Number two, let's look at history. My plan is not like anything that's been tried before. My plan is to bring down rates, but also bring down deductions and exemptions and credits at the same time, so the revenue stays in, but that we bring down rates to get more people working.
The question is, does anybody out there think that the big problem we had is that there was too much oversight and regulation of Wall Street? Because if you do, then Governor Romney is your candidate. But that's not what I believe.
That's just not the facts. Look, we have to have regulation in Wall Street. That's why I'd have regulation. But I wouldn't designate five banks as too big to fail and give them a blank check. That's one of the unintended consequences of Dodd-Frank. It wasn't thought through properly. I just don't know how the president could have come into office facing 23 million people out of work, rising unemployment, an economic crisis at the kitchen table, and spent his energy and passion for 2 years fighting for Obamacare instead of fighting for jobs for the American people. It has killed jobs. And the best course for health care is to do what we did in my state, craft a plan at the state level that fits the needs of the state.
If you repeal Obamacare, and I have become fond of this term, Obamacare, if you repeal it, what happens is those seniors right away are going to be paying $600 more in prescription care. They're now going to have to be paying copays for basic checkups that can keep them healthier. And the primary beneficiary of that repeal are insurance companies that are estimated to gain billions of dollars back when they aren't making seniors any healthier. 4 years ago, I said that I'm not a perfect man and I wouldn't be a perfect president. And that's probably a promise that Governor Romney thinks I've kept. But I also promised that I'd fight every single day on behalf of the American people and the middle class and all those who are striving to get in the middle class. I've kept that promise. And if you'll vote for me, then I promise I'll fight just as hard in the second term.
This is bigger than an election about the two of us as individuals. It's bigger than our respective parties. It's an election about the course of America. What kind of America do you want to have for yourself and for your children? And there really are two very different paths that we began speaking about this evening. And over the course of this month, we're going to have two more presidential debates and a vice presidential debate. We'll talk about those two paths, but they lead in very different directions.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I've been trying to get in the chat room here, so I can only look at your comments here on Blog Talk Radio. But I am dying over your questions and, well, all of your comments.
It's
been
go.
Very live in this chat room today.
And now we're going to get into the debate recap. And I tried to give you some nice aggressive music over the boring recap first, because that one with Obama and Romney was just boring to no end.
Yep.
Well, okay. Everybody's silent.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, can't really comment on something like that. I mean, it's self-explanatory. Leaves with little to nothing.
Right. Okay. So, by the time we hit the bottom of the hour, we'll get into the more exciting one. We'll get into Papa Joe Biden at the bottom of the hour. But the first half, we'll deal with Obama and what he did right, what he did wrong, and what Romney did right. And how tomorrow's gonna go? How you think tomorrow's gonna go?
I think Biden set a decent table, set a better than decent table, and we just have to see what what Obama's going to say. I mean, we're going to see what, see if he brings any more flavor. I guess that's what you want to say. Any more juice?
Okay.
To the debates.
Right. So, let me ask you: you think Romney brought flavor?
I mean, nobody brought flavor. Nobody
I think
did.
I think he brought flavor. I think he
what,
was more animated. Well, whatever. It was better than what he usually does. He was more animated, and obviously he caught the president off guard. He obviously caught him off guard because
that's what happens when you lie. You
true.
Pull lies out the sky, not your
and
ass.
He was pulling them out the sky.
So yeah, I can see the president then being a little stunned. Like, did you really just?
I mean, even.
Nucka, did you really just say that?
Right.
Where was I? Was I asleep?
I mean,
when did that happen?
Like, to me, I found the Jay Farrow skit that they did more exciting than the one that the actual debate that happened.
Yeah,
that's
no
why
doubt,
I'm sitting here.
No doubt. No
like,
doubt.
The whole Romney and I mean, it was. I watched it and I was like. Yeah, it's nothing new than what you've been hearing for the last 8 months. Yeah, it was the same thing. To me, it was just repetitive. They were saying the exact same things they were saying against each other for the past 8 months. It was like hearing it over, but just having them say it to each other's face. As far as his tax plan, as far as Obamacare, it's everything you've heard for the past 8 months, and it was just it was not like. Like I give you this, the Biden one was more exciting because of how he. I'm in your face, and I'm going to tell you how you're a liar. And either way,
right.
In their case, it was just no. I don't plan on doing this because blah 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 blah. And Ryan, I don't mean Romney. I don't plan on doing this because. But it was just the same thing that you could have watched a 2 minute Obama campaign commercial, a 2 minute Romney commercial, and that would have been the whole debate. That's how I looked at it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, all right.
Good point.
I mean,
Hot Topic said he failed to show passion for any. He failed to show the potential voters any passion in depth. I agree with that too. He going out there that flat. You're going out there to educate people, but at the same time you got to energize people, and that's why Romney got a bounce out of the thing. He energized the people who wanting to see. Him come up, and he did that, and the president was just flat.
I guess it's kind of hard. I actually empathize with the president because number one, you got to sit here and debate with an idiot. Number two, you got a myriad of things on your plate. Has anyone noticed how much he has aged in the last 4 years?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing of having to constantly go back and forth and revisit these issues and listen to bald-faced lies, and then you have to be very careful with what you say on that type of platform.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just sit there and go, you lying, motherfucker.
Biden didn't.
Yeah, well, that's something else.
That's right.
That's something else. But if nothing else, Biden, brought it back for him. In a sense,
but he was very entertaining, and I mean he was very entertaining.
But yeah, he held no punches.
I mean it was one of them you would watch like because it was like once he started his first hand gestures and everything like that you just got tuned in because of that because to me it was funny. Versus everything else, like I mean, the politics was gonna be the politics regardless. And everybody besides the few that are undecided or whatever the case may be, everybody know where they're going. I don't think a lot of people who know their path are gonna get swayed either way. That it's mainly for undecided voters,
right?
So, I mean, to have that.
Drea say Biden sounds like a clown.
It sounds like a Bozo character, the name. But I mean, it was.
She said he sounds like a clown.
Yeah, well, people are tired
of that. He wasn't in depth either. He was just animated.
That's what I said. He was entertaining. He was. I mean, like I said, politics is politics. I mean, yeah, everybody's gonna lie. Everybody's gonna say what they're gonna. I mean, it's not a matter. Are you telling me that everybody tells the truth, man? It's politicians.
What is with the everybody?
What you
I
mean?
Got you. Go ahead.
Like it was like I said, the whole thing was for the undecided voter. And if you're an undecided voter, then you just choose who you wanted. But I mean, everybody knows where everybody's going to vote, regardless. Now, what are you saying about about people? Everybody's going to lie. What do you mean? I meant politicians. I mean every politician lies. Everyone.
Dre agrees with you. She says exactly.
I mean, I ain't trying to, get a side or nothing like that.
If they don't lie, let's say they don't quote unquote lie, but they'll take you on a ride around the point that you're trying to get to.
They'll
take you on a little ride, you know.
I mean, because to.
But you have to be so PC when you're having these debates. You can't just come out and say what you really feel. I mean, yeah, Joe did it, and like Drea said, he was animated and, you know, and trying to deliver his speech. But you have to be very careful about attacking, you know, your opponent when it comes to these debates.
Right. And it's not just about
but
attacking.
There's a way to
you
do
gotta,
it.
You're walking a line between trying to educate people on your policy and yet showing the distinction between you and the other guy.
I think what Obama should have done, though, is put out more of what he has done, you know, not about what he inherited and the mess that he had and how long it's going to take. I think he should have put out more about what he has done.
That's
what
you wanted to hear.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was.
I would have liked to see him challenge.
Well, look, we put GM workers back into. I did that. Yeah, I did that, and got this economy stimulated again. Yeah, I did that.
Right.
Unemployment has gone down because I did that. So obviously the things that I've done are working, and that's why I should be reelected because I truly have a future, and I've upheld my promises to you. So that's kind of where I'm at.
I think he also should have challenged Romney more when Romney came out his ass and lied the way he did.
Let me holler at Tony. I'm sorry, you guys.
Go ahead.
Tony, I need you to drop that link for Drea so she can see exactly what the president has done.
Yeah, because we've done that topic
already. And when
you said about all politicians lying everything, we just did a show about what Obama's done. Everything a politician says isn't a lie. Not a blanket statement like that.
What I mean by every politician lies is, dude, every you can't. First off, can you literally say that? I mean, we all know what if we choose in between the two, everybody knows where everybody should go because of the fact that it's like you elected. If you elect Ryan or whatever the case may be, he can't even tell you what's in his plan. His plan literally says a bunch of stuff. That's
right.
All it says
right,
in his plan.
Right, no doubt.
So I agree with you. That's what I mean. Like he can't even get into details. We're going to close the deficit. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. Okay, how?
Right.
Nope.
And I can't get into that right now.
That's
he
not
told
important.
The dude on Fox. I can't get in. It's so complicated. I can't get into that right now. But you can't. If you can't feed it to the people, you can't tell them what you're going to do
now.
Because your plan has been broken down. And the reason they lie. So to speak, is because the fact out there about what a particular plan is going to do is out there, and you don't want to accept the fact that the truth is out there about what the hell it's going to do. Romney Ryan will make Medicare a voucher program, period. Healthcare bonus boo-boo bucks. We said that. And when Biden said that, he got the butt dancing and trying to cover because he's trying to deceive people. But, I mean, some of the stuff that Biden was saying, the stuff they were trying to say he was lying on, really wasn't lies. When he said about the embassy attack, he said we didn't know that they asked for more help or more,
yeah.
Security.
When
he was saying that, he knew he was talking about the Oval Office, our staff, because of all the stuff that they have on their desk. That's not on their radar. That goes to the State Department, and the State Department handles that, and they wouldn't know nothing about that. That's like saying we didn't know who they hired as a janitor. They wouldn't know that. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not basing everything off this last. Like I said, when I said politicians lies, I'm not even just talking about this presidential election. I'm talking about every. I mean, not well. Yeah, basically every politician don't tell you 100% the truth 100%. That's my whole thing. I don't believe my personal that every politician gives you 100% truth. I have to believe they give you as much as you need to know versus
yeah. Cool.
Which,
let's get it. We're gonna do a quick break and then we'll get into that.
Okay.
And we'll get into because there's a good point there about that. Truth Brothers Radio.
You know how we do, Rockefeller, forever.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Catch me skating through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating? No waiting, I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle? Y'all think a nigga Luddle? Hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Can't stop the greeting me. I'm talking sweet the keys, cursing the very.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Keep thinking.
Truth Brothers Radio. Yeah, now go ahead. You was talking about politicians not telling you everything and only giving you what you feel you need to know.
No, I'm just saying that was my point. I mean, I feel like a lot of times that politicians they don't give you 100% truth. They give you what you need to hear. They don't give you the whole. If the truth was 100%, I say they give you 70%.
Okay, tell me. Okay, just for the sake of the conversation, tell me. What do you think you're not getting the entire truth on?
As far as
a politician. I mean, a program.
Jobs. Because most people, when they talk to politicians, they're looking for something to be in it for them personally.
Mm-hmm.
Be it jobs, be it, you know, some sort of notoriety. That's usually something. So, yeah, they might give you a little fluff, a little pomp and circumstance, you know, to say, yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, absolutely. You know, I'm going to talk to my people about that. Hey, remember, vote November 5th or, you know, whatever the case may be. So
I'm still kind of confused because you're okay. Right. When they do give you something, they are probably giving you something on a need-to-know basis. If you're talking about a bill that's going through Congress, they can only give you what's going through at the current time during that particular part of the process. Again, when they were talking about health care, early in the process, a politician can't come out and tell you how it's actually going to look and what it's actually going to do early in the process because they're still hammering out what they want to put in it and what they don't want to put in it. But 9 times out of 10, they're trying to tell you what they're fighting for to have put in it or what they might totally be against. Or if you're talking about what happened overseas – on a national security thing, they can't. You don't want some politician. You don't want a senator. You don't want your vice president. You don't want someone coming out in front of the mic and just telling you everything that happened on a particular national security interest because it may not be something you need to know because it could affect other people elsewhere. So on that case, when you're talking national security, when they give you something, they're giving you what you need to know that won't affect. That won't affect where a particular submarine might be off the coast of Iran, if there's one there.
You don't want to give up that type of information. If you got, when they was talking about getting Osama bin Laden, if the press asked Obama, Mr. President, how come? What are your plans to get Osama bin Laden? Do you want him to just spill out the plan? Do you think he's going to say, hey, we're doing everything we can to track and find him, and we're going to find him? That's a politician type answer, and it's not going to satisfy you. But I can't tell you.
Now that part of it I understand, and if we're going into depth about that, then yes, you're right there. But I feel like it's like those are issues on a greater scale, on a bigger basis to me. It's like certain small things, like I don't certain funding, and I'm like, okay, like certain, I'd be like, okay, where's the money going? And it's like everybody can tell me where, well, it went here, went here, went here, and nobody could, like, we had the guy. I can't think of his name.
From what?
While you thinking about it, when Obama took the $700 million from Medicare through attrition and cuts and cost saving plans and put it back into Obamacare and use it to make Medicare more efficient, he told you what he did. Now, you have to do the research to find out that Paul Ryan's plan wanted to do the exact same thing the exact same way. Now, when he sit there and tell you that, no, he stole this money and did this and that, you got one group telling you the truth. This is what we did. You got another group saying, no, they're lying. It's up to you, the voter, to go and sift and find out what's going on. An informed voter, ain't no one going to spoon feed you everything.
That's right.
You have to do some research on your own.
That's right.
Sometimes when a politician is telling you something, he's telling you something because it's he's giving you only so much information as he can because he don't want the building scuttled or he don't want it to get undermined by going out and telling you the whole thing. It's how it's played. And I don't understand. I mean, we're Truth Brothers Radio. We love the truth. But the truth, you do have to do a little research. You have to do work. You can't just expect everybody to – no one is going to just spoon-feed you everything. And whether it's America or any other country, you're going to have to – you've got to be responsible for being a responsible, informed citizen.
Okay. Absolutely. You know what? I'm going to stop you, fellas. I'm going to stop both of you all. Drea, I want you to call in. Call in. Let's talk about this because I see you getting a little heated. And we should all just have a nice little conversation around your points there. So call in if you got a couple of minutes.
I can't see him. I'm just hogging all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But no,
my thing is this. Anyone living, breathing right now on this planet does not know everything. You will not always receive the truth just because you ask for it.
That's right.
You will not. You won't get the truth from your parents. You won't always get the truth from your teachers, your kids, your friends, your family. It's not necessarily a problem, it's the way it is.
Right. But
you're in a society that lies. Everything that you watch on TV, it's a lie. Like I tell my daughter, that 20-minute BS that you watch, you think that's how families are. You think I won't kick your ass if you do this? It's a lie.
Right. And that's
it will
the
get
thing.
You blanked up.
Right.
But you know that goes down to the foods that you eat. Oh, cry. High fructose corn syrup.
Exactly.
It's just sugar. It's just sugar. There's nothing wrong with it. It's sugar. Sugar is sugar. Get the
again. Your phone.
But it's lies.
Right.
It
your happens. Technology. There's no company that's gonna come out and tell you every component to an iPhone, to a Galaxy, because they don't want it to get copied. Or they don't want it to get copywritten. So when they tell you, hey, our phone is this and that and this and that, they're telling you what they want you to know. Everybody, everything is on a need to know in a sense. When you meet somebody, you're giving them what you feel they need to know.
Okay, and everything outside of the business aspect, like you said, about if you're protecting your business as far as with iPhone.
Damn,
I mean, as far as the Afro, I got stopped. Like, what happened?
So you could just answer. And I agree with something that Drea just said. We have been babysitting Israel since 1948.
But that goes
now you
got to
dig deeper
Biden
to find
said.
Out why. Yep.
That's what Biden says. Hey, look, they're at a point now where they can take care of themselves. It's time for us to get out of there.
That's not Israel. That's Afghanistan.
Afghanistan. I'm sorry. Okay.
But I mean, like I was saying, I mean, I totally agree that we do live in a society of lies, and that's my thing. We know everybody lies, but when you say that everybody lies and then you put it into a position of power, you expect it, that's like, how can you trust the person, regardless of who they may be, that you present, you have to listen and follow the rules of a person who will be lying to you.
Okay.
That's
now,
my
Drea
position.
Said.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Candace.
She said, wait, information is on a quote unquote need to know basis. Then why are we encouraged to vote on half ass information?
It don't have
True.
To be half ass information. You have to
but
do some. You have to do
you
some
have
research.
To do personal research, and that's
you have
what
to
makes
do some
me
research.
Curious, Drea. What have you? What if you found something that you know maybe we're missing here? You know, as far as to the things that you're commenting on, please feel free.
Right. Let me ask you a question, Devon. No, I'm going to set up a scenario.
Right.
You president. I'm going to make you president of whatever nation you want it to be. However, you just your nation. You the president.
I like that.
And I'm a reporter, and I ask you, what is our troop forces doing in the Middle East? Are you going to tell me?
No, I mean,
what you going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you we're there to conduct some business.
Okay, so you're going to tell me what I need to know.
I'm answering your question.
Know,
like I said,
I'm
it's
not,
a half-ass.
I'm not, right, I'm not
I got
saying
you,
you're
like
answering.
I said.
I'm not saying
it's
you're
a half-ass
answering.
Ass answer.
Sorry. I mean, I'm not saying you're not answering, but
right.
I'm saying you're telling me what I need to know.
Right.
There are things.
National security. You're right.
Okay.
I got you.
If I, right. So again, the whole thing about Drea sitting here talking about Israel has been in U.S. pockets since 1948. Why and why don't we know that? It's a lot of information out there that can break that down to you. And mainly they've been in our pockets since 1964, I want to say. Yeah, we helped get it started, but it wasn't until the Egyptian war in the 60s, the 90-day war, where they totally kicked all the Arabs behind, is when America realized, hey, you know, we got an ally over there. We could actually, this will actually help us get a foothold over there. And that's when a lot of that really began. A lot of the relationship we know today began.
On that note,
yeah.
But, I mean, like I said, truthfully, the respectable, the logical decision would be put Obama back in there. That'll be your logical decision, if so to speak. But I mean, well, it would.
It's a lot of two evils, to be honest with you, when it comes down to politics.
That's what I was saying about politics.
But you know what? But like I say to other people who feel like, you know, well, I don't believe in this, I don't believe in this, and I don't believe in that, and I don't understand this, it's time to find you another continent to move to.
There ain't because no other country. I don't understand what you want out of a nation.
That's my point.
There's
you know?
No nation that just every book is it's, open to you. There's no nation on earth like that. Black nation, we want to go back to ancient. Kemet was not open to every Tom, Dick, and Harry to come in, to go into the great library and absorb knowledge. You had to be worthy. So that knowledge wasn't for everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And to be honest with you, I understand a lot of what Drea is saying as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
But unfortunately, if we're here, you're in Rome, you do as the Romans do. Not saying that you have to vote, not saying you got to agree with it. But think about the repercussions of what will happen
if you don't. This is a participation-based government, democracy. You have to participate. And one of the things that I do like about the way the thing's set up, it's set up adversarially. So, yes, we need people like Drea to stay in these politicians' behinds. You need people like Drea to hold people's feet to the fire when you feel like you're getting bullshit, getting bull crap. Yeah,
I caught it. Yeah, almost.
But yeah, but you have to. But I mean, that's part of the dance. We're supposed to be checking them. They're supposed to be checking the next person, and so on and so forth. That's how it needs to be. If you get a black nation, you're not going
to
tell me you're going
to
believe everything that they tell you.
Well, see, you know, for those who have, you know, their strong opinions on voting and politics and whatnot, my thing is, how do you, you know, what do you propose? What do you propose happen?
And on that note, we're going to go ahead and jump into the other vice presidential clip.
Yeah,
then we'll come back. We'll talk about that. We'll continue to talk about this, and hopefully we can prod Dre to give us a call. Truth Brothers Radio.
Man,
about restoring America's heart and letting terrorists around the world know if you do harm to America, we will track you to the gates of hell if need be.
Our adversaries are much more willing to test us. They're more brazen in their attacks, and our allies are less willing to...
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
This is a bunch of stuff. Look, here's the deal.
What does that mean, a bunch of stuff?
Well, it means it's simply inaccurate.
It's Irish.
Exactly, it is. We Irish call it malarkey.
Thanks for the translation.
No,
okay.
We Irish call it malarkey.
We believe in opportunity and upward mobility. That's what we're going to push for around the administration.
Vice President, I have a feeling you have a few things to say.
I think the Vice President very well knows that sometimes the words don't come out of your mouth the right way.
But I always say what I mean.
He'll keep saying this $5 trillion plan, I suppose. It's been discredited by six other studies, and even their own deputy campaign manager acknowledged that it wasn't correct.
Folks, use your common sense. Who do you trust on this? A man who introduced a bill that would raise it $6,400 a year, knowing it and passing it and Romney saying he signed it, or me and the president?
That statistic was completely misleading, but more importantly...
That's what they're the facts,
this,
right?
This is what politicians do when they don't have a record to run on. Try to scare people from voting for you. So what we're saying is, deny those loopholes and deductions to higher income taxpayers so that more of their income is taxed, which has a broader base of taxation, so we can lower tax rates across the board. Now, here's why I'm saying this. What we're saying is, here's
I hope I'm going to get time to respond.
We want to work
with
Congress.
You'll get time.
What they're saying.
Nobody is.
Mr. Vice President, I know.
No, this is
Mr. Vice President, I know you're under a lot of duress to make up the lost ground. But I think people will be better served if we don't keep interrupting each other.
Well, don't take all the 4 minutes then. What more can the president do? Stand before the United Nations, tell the whole world, directly communicate to the Ayatollah, we will not let them acquire a nuclear weapon.
Truth Brothers Radio. Yep, and that's the vice presidential clip. Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
The way Joe Biden acted last week, you think he got an Elvis cape in the closet?
Could have been.
I think he got an Elvis cape. I think he's a star. I think he got swag. Yeah, I think his swag came out.
Secretly,
yeah, Elvis was a star. It wasn't a star to us,
yeah,
but he was a star.
So yeah, swag is a word.
Yeah,
so
he got swag. He came out with his swag.
I agree with you, Tony. That's what's up.
But I mean,
and Obama got to find his swag.
He got it. I mean, dude, he went from R&B to jazz overnight.
I got you.
That dude, he kept
right.
them years put years on him. Like, dude, that boy got more. He just for men now. Like that, it happens. That's part of the job. But Biden was what happened? Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Oh, okay. But no, Biden was actually he actually, like I said, he came in and he poked the other guy, and that's what you're supposed to do. He came in
right.
and he poked the dude with the V
right.
in his hair.
That's not so.
That's what I call him. Eddie Monster.
Yeah, he's Eddie Monster.
You know,
he's
and,
Eddie.
Yeah, he poked him and he exposed. He exposed him to be the liar.
Right. He exposed him to be new.
Yeah.
All right.
Number one, he's a novice. He was a
right.
novice up against Joe Biden.
Right. But his rep wasn't his
yeah.
rep that he wasn't a novice.
No, his
the rep was
wasn't.
Supposed to be he was this big bad tax dude that had the numbers
that know
in his
all
head,
the numbers.
That know everything. Right. And he got punked.
And yeah,
he got
might
punked.
Know the numbers. He surely
he
did.
Don't.
Yeah, he don't know the number.
He don't know the number. He know how to talk smack.
He was, yeah, the dude's like, look, I'm horrible with numbers, but let's talk budget. Like that's his whole that's his whole thing.
Right.
So I give him that. You know that he just that's why Joe Biden.
He was like, wait a minute, did you come to me for money?
Right.
Exactly.
Like,
and he called him out on it. Exactly.
He sure did.
And that's why all that water got drunk that day.
Like oh shit.
Yeah, he.
Wow, Drea say presidents are like shiny new hood ornaments on a beat up old vehicle that is government.
I was about to say the vehicle. The USA? I don't know.
Yeah, the vehicle is the government, right?
Yes.
Here she go. As long as the public is handed a new ornament, they're happy. I totally disagree with that. But my question to Drea is, what kind of government do you want? Tell me. We want to make Drea president of her nation. What government are you going to have? How are you going to raise revenue? What are you going to be responsible for to take care of people, and what are they going to be responsible for?
Okay.
So come on, call in.
You was talking about Biden. Go ahead. I thought the recap of the debate because tomorrow
he came in and he smacked him up.
Yeah, I mean that's, we
he came
that.
In and smacked him up, and that's what he needed to do. I know President Obama was trying to look presidential, and he was trying to look above the fray, and he was trying to be bigger than it is.
Do you think he was?
That's true, but sometimes you got to squat down a little bit.
Exactly.
Sometimes you
don't
have to get down on his level, but sometimes you need to squat a little bit.
You got to
let him know.
You can't let him get away with a lie. He'll just flip in a heartbeat.
Do you think he was? Let me ask you. Do you think he was just riding with the whole look? Y'all, look at my plan. Look at his plan.
Oh no, Drea, we're ready. We're ready. We want to hear. I want to hear what President Drea got to say.
Can we please?
No, she's talking to her me.
Look. Dude. Yeah. Do you believe that damn, you made me forget my question.
Yeah.
Do you believe that Obama was just like, look at me, my plan, look at him, his plan. I really don't have to say too much. It is what it is. Like he's an idiot, he's this, he's that, he can't even tell y'all how he's going to do this.
I'm going to tell you what I think this was. I think he was just totally astounded because he backpedaled so much and he just blatantly lied. So, I mean, think about it. How do you debate with somebody who lies? Changed the facts. Oh, no, I never said that. I never said.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you feel like he was just to a point, the reason he was
and
so laid back?
Like,
okay, well, there you go. Look, like Biden saw dude come in with plenty of lies. He was like, nope, never did that. Well, a Democrat approved it. That doesn't agree with. Like, he kept hitting him with the whole thing.
Right.
He got to look at
the situation of the first debate and said, okay, we can't let them just because they're going to flip-flop and lie at the drop of a hat. Which is really kind of different for a candidate because you've never really had a candidate who tries to be everything to everybody.
Right.
Oh, we getting a little heated.
Woo, hey, everybody to their neutral corners.
Well, all right. Y'all got to remember we live now and
we
got a bunch of listeners and y'all not displaying the information to
I'm explaining now. They are over there.
I got you. But
chat room.
Let the listeners, and especially the other host that's over here without a laptop in his lap. But it's cool. Everybody else knows what's happening.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
All
so,
right.
Are we going to see?
No, we.
Come on.
Right.
I want to know.
You. I got
keep
you.
Me out the loop here. But go ahead. Say, hey, what have we got?
No. The president has to be more aggressive. He's going to have to call him out. When he lies, he's going to have to interrupt him and say, you a lying sack of crap. You got to say it.
Yeah, absolutely. We all agreed on that. I'm just saying, to my personal point of view is that we have to, that if the man, like I said, my question was, if the man, do you believe he was so lackadaisical that he was so laid back, he was just so pre-Obama with it because he was just like, He was just extra cool because he's like, y'all, if you want to ride with him and his non-plan and no having no ideas and not having a real plan, on, like I said, plan to get rid of the deficit and the job rate and all these, if y'all, he's not telling you how he's going to do it.
Right.
But he's just saying, I'm going to do it.
Right. But and
do you think Obama was just like, dude, I'm telling y'all, he's not telling y'all, there it is. Do you think that's why he was so
maybe? Well, I'm gonna tell you a little weird fact that came out of the first debate. When they polled people who heard the debate on the radio, the majority of the people felt Obama won the debate. When they polled the people who saw the debate on television, the majority of the people felt that Romney won the debate. And that's because it's kind of alluding to what you were saying, that when you just listen right. to what's going on, you can see that that's exactly where Obama was coming from. Are you kidding? Are you really going to just go with what the hell he's just saying? I'm telling you what I'm going to do. He's just saying. But when people saw Romney on television being animated and cutting in and fronting off the president,
but
they felt like he won,
but that's
which is what Biden did.
But that's what I'm saying. But it's crazy. Even if you cut out what Biden did, I mean, even if you didn't watch what Biden did and you just listened to it, you'd say the same thing you would just said about if you would have just listened to Obama. He would like you said, if the people who polled and just listened to it, it was like Obama won. But which that's crazy. I mean, not that's crazy, but if you turn around and just listen to what Biden did, you would say he won too. But it's two different type of people who debated two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But each way you would say the person won if you listen to it. So now we're saying if you look at it, it's different. That's what's throwing me right now.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. But I mean that's the beauty of debates on television. I mean, that's how President Kennedy beat Nixon in the first televised debate. He looked and came off better on television than Nixon did. Mm. And that look and that air he projected helped propel him to beat him. And that's how it was.
Wow. That's something about your people then. Like if the person can present the facts and you're still saying, hey, no, I know everything he said was perfect and everything he said was great and this, that, and the third, and you turn around and next thing you know, because of the fact that he didn't present nothing to you, you're just riding around with what he said. That's just, all right, there you go. He won anyway. I mean, it goes to show something with the people then. That's
right.
What I was saying. Like, if you just ride with the visual and what somebody looks like versus what they're saying to you, that's a
people
problem.
Do that. They call it looking presidential.
But there are some people who are that shallow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm
look
saying.
Look at how many people voted for Bush when they said, oh, yeah, I like him because he looks like a guy that I could drink a beer with.
And that's what I'm saying,
I know.
Though. I mean, that's the point. That goes to show about the people.
818-514-1202.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, me, myself, I like what you're saying. I need to hear you versus I don't – You hey,
so
now I was about
okay,
to say
so,
you could have came in that look
so
like,
tomorrow. Do you expect the president? Would you like to see him put those two looks together? How about doing that then? You can talk.
I mean, what you're saying can be on point,
but then you need to look like you're going to challenge
it's
him, like you care.
Right. Like I said, the first debate was more like I'm sitting there listening to a very smart teacher explain. I mean, you know, like your teacher's boring, but he's right or whatever
right.
the case may be. It comes off like that. Now, Biden is your favorite chemistry teacher who like blowing shit up in the basement.
Right, right.
So, I mean, but you turn back around and like tomorrow, it's like you're picking your class again.
Right. Yeah. Tony said that's right. He has to show passion tomorrow
and
night.
I think he's getting that. I mean, now that you've been, once you get hit with all of that, I think he'll be better prepared to go back into the ring.
I think he blew off the debate. I think he did. I don't think he meant to, but he has this weird second job of being the president. He actually has to go to work. Well, Romney, during the convention, sequestered himself, locked himself in the basement, and planned every day for that.
I agree with Tony. She said, I think he was filling Romney out last week. I was just getting ready to say that.
You know, he played with him with kid gloves and just, just kind of test that water and see what's going to go on.
But that's what
so
I'm saying. If you box
time
the
kid, sharpen the claws and let's get in there and rip his ass to pieces.
If you're boxing a kid, I'm just saying, like, he's boxing a kid, right?
Because he's
I'm not going to call him a kid.
No. I'm going to go back and say, like, okay, if you compare it to the plans, let's just say compare it to the plans, and you like, okay, dude, really? It's like, you're boxing a slow dude, and that's literally what it is.
Right.
You're like, okay, dude, you ain't got nothing. You came here unprepared. You didn't bring no papers. You didn't bring nothing to prove your point. So what I'm going to do now is, I'm going for your jugular. Why not kill him when you can? Why sit there and have a monologue with him on how you're going to kill him? Like you're doing the old evil villain on, yeah, you had the chance to smoke him there. That's what I'm
saying. You're talking about the first debate.
The first debate.
Yeah, I agree, but I think he
why am I feeling
I think
you
he
out?
Blew
I know
it
what
off.
You're gonna
I'll
do.
Tell you.
Because they were waiting to say, well, Obama attacked Romney, and that wasn't right. You
well,
know
then,
how
whatever.
To
take
people to
win
regardless. Exactly. So you know how the propaganda scheme goes.
It don't matter. Let them complain.
Right.
Because they're going to complain anyway.
Right. They're going to say, like, if Obama didn't say nothing, he came off weak. Romney went over the top. He didn't let Ryan speak. It don't matter what you're going to do. They're going to say what they want to say regardless.
That's true.
You're not going to win. It's a matter of who you I guess your undecided voters. And like I said, everybody else know which way they're going. Everybody else know it's nothing that's going to – if you're voting for Obama, you already know you're looking at Romney with a side eye anyway because you're like, this idiot is not saying nothing true. If you're looking at – if you're voting for Romney Ryan, you're looking at Obama like, look at this dude up here. He has no passion. I can't have him running my country regardless. So – it don't matter either way. That whole the debates are for the person who's sitting there. Literally,
saying the undecided. And you know, it's just amazing to me that this late in the game you can be undecided anyway. It really
they got important questions. They got important questions
like
are women allowed to vote?
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, these are all important questions these undecided voters want to know.
But see, that's the thing that just blows me away. Just for the simple things such as abortion and preventative care for women, just those things alone, you're taking a person's rights away. You're making decisions for them on their behalf, and you have no idea about their own personal situation. And I'm just using abortions.
Who better to tell a woman about their body than a man?
That's right.
Mitt Romney.
We look at women's bodies all the time.
Yeah, Romney.
Right.
Vote Romney.
And that is cool for just, you know, imposed or forcible rape. That's what it is.
Ah, that's right.
Forcible. Really?
That's
right. Okay. What do you mean?
Like, yeah.
Right.
Like, when you mean forcible rape, what do you mean? Like, forced slavery?
That's the same thing?
Right, yeah. Okay, then, yeah, I'm for
like,
that.
Slavery forced? What are you saying? What do you mean? How do you clarify that? How dare you?
Simple to other.
Little stuff like that.
Forcible rape is when the black guy dates the white girl.
Shut up.
There you go.
That's forcible rape.
That's like, oh, remember the movie, oh? That's forcible rape.
Right.
Yep, no matter
right.
how you slice it, it
Seal.
Is what it
there
is.
There you go.
Shut up.
Seal just got
it
that
It is
force.
What it is. And that just really, like murder. You know, murder is murder. In the act of killing somebody, be it self-defense, be it just willy-nilly.
No.
Murder is murder.
No. White people came up with justifiable homicide.
Yes.
Which means the black guy was beating me in pool before I killed him.
Either way, the end result is somebody died is what I'm getting at.
But for a cause.
Just like with rape. Don't matter. Rape is just that.
Now, see,
you're forcing.
You're getting a little
bit.
All rape ain't
Paul
rape.
Ryan said
don't play with me.
It's got to be
this
forcible rape, and then there's struggle snuff.
there's a point when you're trying to get your good deeds, and I just want to, hey, you're going to wake your baby.
Fuck out of here. I meant it. Don't you bleep out nothing.
Sometimes, you know, at the end, we both going to get such good sleep.
Right.
Struggling.
Yep. The more you fight it, the better you sleep.
Ain't that You know, we're going to talk about subject.
That is wrong.
Both of y'all getting cussed out within the next show.
No, well, you know we just being funny.
Yeah,
you
know
we totally
brothers
agree.
We do not
condone rape.
Then we're not going to joke about it either. But that was a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, it was. That's just go. But we're saying just so people can understand how stupid that was to say that.
How can you vote? How can you
not
be a woman?
How stupid it was. I mean, if you're a man that's married to a woman, and let's say you guys have two kids, and she's pregnant now.
Okay.
You are already struggling to make ends meet.
Yeah.
Now, if you all get to a point where you say, you know what? You know what? Well, we need to kind of slow up on the kids, but she keep getting pregnant.
No,
damn it.
She keeps wanting to have all these babies.
We gonna
drop them off
at the church. There you go.
Ain't that a mess?
Stretch your body out, baby. Drop them off.
Let me tell you something.
That's wrong.
Life.
I don't think anybody should be able to decide my family planning.
Life's supposed to be protected at all times, according to the Republicans. Republicans say when that baby is conceived, we got to protect that baby from people like you who going to go and get it taken care of.
Yeah.
Life is supposed to be protected. If it kills you, you're going to have that baby.
Yeah,
Now that that baby is born, guess what, kid? You're on your own. No early education for you. You happen to be born poor.
Yep.
No health care for you. You don't need teeth. You can gum your bananas.
Yep.
And you don't need an education.
Called
now push. You're on your own. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get out here
well,
and survive.
According to some people,
if there are
begins,
no means for you to do that, if you're cutting every program, fuck, you want to cut PBS? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drop that bomb. Yeah, well, whatever.
Well, Big Bird is there. Big Bird's here to help.
For how long?
I like him. My man said, hey, man, I like you, but I'm going to fire you. And that big yellow bird, too. Educating those dark kids, we gonna put an end to that.
Helping it, yep. I didn't know that they was funded by Japanese or something like that was funding. What I was reading a while.
It doesn't matter. Romney funding his other company overseas.
You. Yeah, I mean,
what does that mean?
No public. I mean, you can sponsor. I mean, like, anybody can sponsor anything for public.
But he's gonna kill our thing. They gonna
right.
They ship
now,
it right
here's,
over there.
Here's the killer part. Public. Yep. Public broadcasting accounts for like 0.00001% of the federal budget.
Of course.
Sure.
So killing this thing is really going to just set everything right.
It's going to put it where it needs to be.
Don't just
when we ship it over there to China and
now,
it's
now think about what public radio
the big
represents.
Dragon, not Big Bird no more. It's
public.
Brought to you by the letter House.
Yep. Sorry.
But
go
see,
ahead.
This is one thing.
This part of Sesame Street has been brought to you by the letter F for foreclosure.
Yep.
L for layoff. And
yep.
U for unemployment.
And the F bomb that they won't let me say anymore, because that's exactly what's going to happen to
you. When Oscar the Grouch is shown why the Grouch is you.
No, Oscar Ford. Oscar say let him live in a garbage can like me.
But I think but you want to know my whole outlook on that? I think that's the master plan anyway. You're putting people in a position to where they will not be able to attain any real jobs. You're not laying out any real plan to people. Your healthcare plan is garbage.
Absolute and
complete and utter garbage for what it
was.
But
it covers people with already ill in condition. You didn't know?
Your whole educational plan, garbage.
Y'all kill me. Y'all don't understand. Look, everybody out there in Truth Brothers land.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Patriotism is for poor people.
There you go. And life
land,
only be...
Those dotted lines that say boundaries are for poor people. See, if I'm a billionaire and I want to give Americans jobs for $2 an hour, I can. And I don't have to be here when y'all get mad and start rebelling. I'm going to hop my jet and I'm going to go to England where I'm still a billionaire.
My whole point exactly.
There's no
–
rich people have
point.
No loyalty to you. Understand
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not, because they have nothing in common with you.
Well,
but
they don't have – this whole patriot, I'm proud to be an American and waving up. Romney don't care. Romney – look, there's a company
American
in Illinois
money.
Right now that he's closing the plant down in Illinois right now. And all those people who used to work there – and had nice wages, all have to train their Chinese counterparts that's taking their jobs. They're going to take all the equipment and take it back to China. Now, this is what they did. This is what they did last week. They took the American flag off of the plant and put up the Chinese flag.
It's important.
How about
this? This is a Mitt Romney owned. This is a Bain owned company. Romney owns 51% of this company, and he put up a Chinese flag during the Republican convention. He had his yacht put into the port in Florida, and they had parties on his yacht. His yacht didn't have the American flag on it.
Why should it?
His yacht had the flag of where he hides all his stuff. It had the flag of the Cayman Islands on it, where he hides all his, because that's the country.
Okay, what's
that's
problem?
repping the yacht. That's repping where he coming from. He don't care. The only American flag he care about is on his lapel pin. So when you rednecks see it, y'all will be like, oh yeah, he's one of us.
Right next to his support breast cancer.
Right.
This idiot. I'm just, hey, look, I totally agree, and like I said, it's Romney believes life starts when you make $250,000. That's when your life
which
starts.
Which he feels is the middle class.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The middle class is $250,000.
Yeah.
That's the middle.
So we're hobos.
That's the middle to him, obviously.
Right.
He's like, dude,
but see, once again, out of touch. Hey, Tony said the same thing. How could you even begin to even try to speak to someone who's in the 1% who you cannot even possibly relate to? You don't know about being hungry. You don't know about having to work 3 and 4 shifts at night trying to support your kids. Right. You don't know about being a single parent. You don't know about anything
Don't remember when President Bush said that when they gave him an example of somebody who's out there working 2 jobs trying to make it, and he said, man, isn't it just great that you have 2 jobs?
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't it great? This is a great country where you get to have 2 jobs. Some people only have 1 job.
But you're blessed.
Once again.
And highly favored.
Once again. You know, yeah, you may have 2 jobs, but now your 16-year-old is pregnant, and you're pregnant yourself. You're trying to make sure your other kids don't get pregnant.
Drop them off.
Make sure your son don't get shot. Because you can't be at home with your family.
And they figured that is your problem because somehow you found time to get it in and get pregnant with 2 jobs.
Yep.
All that time you had getting it in, you should have been trying to get a 3rd job.
But see,
There you go. You try to make it.
But you know what?
Ends,
unfortunately, I would have got a 3rd job, but unfortunately, because I'm trying to work at Wendy's and Burger King, just I had no time to go to that darn college.
Time.
And try to earn a degree because that actually costs money.
No, education ain't for you people. No,
yep. That's why we're
Romney
away
told
from.
You that. Romney said, look, if education is too high, y'all need to search to find better tuition rates. That's what he told them.
Yeah,
you need to search to find better tuition rates.
Oh, okay.
He said, if you want to get out there and be an entrepreneur like me, why don't you go to your parents and ask for some startup money?
See?
That's what I did. What's wrong
that
with you people?
Y'all don't have parents?
You know what?
That's right.
Y'all don't have parents?
No. You turn around and say, you know, both of mine are dead. Now what?
They died from cancer because they didn't have health care.
Romney said, you silly poor people. Don't you know money is for rich people?
There you go.
But that should be disturbing in itself. That's one thing that alarms me about American people.
Whatever.
That is the main thing that alarms me with people because he shouldn't even be at the voter percentage that he is right
now.
Sure,
he should. 47%.
Right. It's called Fox News, and that's what Fox News
That's what
News
I'm
going to
say,
do.
Yeah, the whole propaganda.
Produced
the whole propaganda click. Yeah, I'm sure. But it's just astounding. And until we
call
as
it
people.
Lucius Fox.
Until we
go.
People
right.
get mad
y'all
enough
understand.
To say, you know what,
right.
damn it, I'm not going to take it anymore.
But for everybody out there with them states with early voting, get your behinds out there and vote. Get out there and vote. Vote your choice. For everybody who don't vote, you really don't have nothing to say if you don't participate.
I felt like, I'm going to admit this, when I was 20, back in 2000 election, I didn't see the point in voting.
Everybody goes
like
that.
When
everybody
I was 20, I said,
that.
What am I voting for, the best liar? I mean, what?
And even though I still believe that to a certain degree, I understand now the importance of not doing it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you what, as an episode, we are going to have a black elected official on this show. We're going to have a black elected official on this show and someone on the local people level. So you can get your questions ready to give to them. And I think you're going to be enlightened when you find somebody on our level actually goes through to try to help us.
That's right.
Because all politics are local.
Thanks to everybody who's in the chat room, Grown Soul Drea.